皆様、本日はシルヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信。
You're listening to the Phil Hendry Show.
Live from Las Vegas, this is Joe Dickhead's NFL Pick. Big, big week of the National Football League live high above the big strip here in Las Vegas, Nevada. The gaming capital of the world, this is Joe Dickhead for the NFL Pick. And this week, we recap week number Football League, the professor is here. And remember our big on-the-port hotline, 1-213-251-3189, 1-213-251-3189, to get all those big picks this week, Joe Dickhead!
And I'm the professor, and don't forget to call our big hotline, 213-2... God damn it, I forget it every week.
Joe Dickhead here, along with the professor with the big picks, and we've got some interesting games last week in the National Football League. What has happened to the Pittsburgh Steelers going down to defeat the Buffalo Bills 24-21? I love the Pittsburgh game this week, and I'll tell you what I think over our hotline at 213-251-3189 to tell you about that big Buffalo and Pittsburgh game last week, Professor.
Well, you know, tell you something, Joe. I had a lot of money riding on this son of a bitch, and I make my money gambling here in Las Vegas, as you know. And
you're walking around with your shorts in your hands, though, aren't you?
There's no doubt about that. I had a telestrator showing me my way to the bathroom and where to pull the chain and when to look back into the bowl. That's how bad it was for me.
Well, that game took a lot of people by surprise as Buffalo beats Bill Cowher's Pittsburgh Steelers 24-21. Let's take a look at this week in the National Football League and see where the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be playing this week. I'll tell you something right now. The Steelers need help. They're not playing this week.
Well, I think that should help them. No, they are. They're playing Cincinnati.
They're playing Cincinnati?
Cincinnati. They'll be playing the Cincinnati Bengals at Cincinnati. Well, let's see. Where would they be playing?
Are they playing in Pittsburgh?
No.
Are they playing in Cincinnati?
No. Where would they be playing if they're playing Cincinnati and they're not playing in Pittsburgh and they're not playing in Cincinnati? They'd be...
Joe Dickhead's NFL picks here. That's the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Cincinnati Bengals. I say, upset special, the Bengals beat the Steelers this week. How do you like that, Mike Schaefer?
This is Joe Dickhead's NFL pitch, and I'm the professor. Where would they be playing if they were... God damn it, anyway.
And the San Diego Chargers against the Detroit Lions last week. San Diego big against the Detroit Lions, and the Detroit Lions return to their losing ways there in Detroit. Such tragedy. Such heartache there in the city, the Motor City, as the San Diego Chargers go in there 20-10, beating the Detroit Lions.
Well, the Lions just suck. They suck ass, and that's another one that I lost.
How about the Chicago-Minnesota game? We're going to be looking at that. I love the Chicago-Minnesota game. Call my hotline, 213-251-3189. 213-251-3189. 213-251-3189. 213, keep doing that, Professor. Feels really good. 213-251-3189. I love that Chicago game, and I love you, Professor.
Well, I think you're pretty good looking, too. Last week, of course, Chicago beat Minnesota 24-22.
If you call our hotline now, we'll tell you the score of last week's game, and you can bet it like a dumbass.
That's right. 24-22, and that was the Chicago Steelers over the Minnesota Vikings.
Joe Dickhead! This is Joe Dickhead's NFL Picks. If you love National Football League action, if you love professional football, call our hotline now, and we'll give you all the big scores. Let's take a look and see what the Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears are going to be doing this week. Well, it looks to me like the Minnesota Vikings will be in Detroit City, the Motor City.
Look for the Minnesota Vikings to get up off of the mat against the Detroit Lions in what should be a really lousy football game, boring as living hell. Randall Cunningham, the most overrated piece of crap in the National Football League.
Taking a look at Chicago, as you know, the Chicago Bears up and down, week in, week out. The Chicago Bears, what are they going to do this week? I don't know. We'll have to take a look at the Chicago Bears if I can find them on the schedule here, for Christ's sake.
Philadelphia, I think, is going to be in Chicago. Chicago Bears playing the Philadelphia Steelers in a big League, National Football League action.
Our upset special this week, look for the Philadelphia Eagles to go into Chicago and hand the Bears their ass. That's right, the Chicago Bears lose to the Philadelphia Eagles, who got up off the mat this week very, very nicely, and they were winners there in Philly against who?
Oh, the Dallas Cowboys, for Christ's sake.
That was our upset special last week. You remember we picked that, Crozier? You remember we picked that game, huh?
That's right. I'll tell you, you pissed me off. I didn't have that game. And anybody who called my hotline, they didn't have that game either.
You really suck, Professor. Call my hotline instead. Don't call the Professor.
Yes, well, I think I'll call your hotline, too.
Take a look at the National Football League this week. When you take a look at the Dallas Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys will be on a Monday Night Football against the New York Giants. Look for the Cowboys to get well, and I mean well against the New York Giants, who continue to have their problems. The Dallas Cowboys with one loss this year, but they'll win that division, I believe, handily, as the New York Giants and the New York Jets suck ass! No football in New York!
Boy, I'll tell you, I'd hate to look back in the bowl and pull the chain on that one. That's for goddamn sure. They're terrible.
Week in, week out, we give you the inside scoop of the National Football League. Who will win? Who won't? We don't know. Call us. We have no idea.
We're the dumbest sons of bitches that ever walked the face of the planet Earth that we live on.
If you don't want to know who's going to win the Washington-Arizona game, call us at 213-251-3189. 213-251-3189. Blah, 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 blah. That number again is blah, 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 blah. If you don't want to know who wins the Washington-Arizona game.
I don't have any idea. Washington's playing Arizona. It's going to be hot down there, for Christ's sake, but they are playing a nighttime game. Don't they ever play in the afternoon in Arizona where it gets to be about 127? And I had an uncle once who came wandering out of the hills there with a tin pan on a mule, and he looked like hell. He was sulfur mining, and, you know, it was back in that...
That's very interesting. This is Joe Dickhead's Big Pick. Let's take a look now this week at the National Football League. Here are the teams that I think are going to do very, very well. I look for the Jacksonville Jaguars to get up off the bat against the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland blows. Cleveland sucks. Cleveland's lousy. Cleveland don't rock. Cleveland is a rock. Cleveland got rocks in their head. The Cleveland Browns. Are you glad you got football back there in Cleveland? Guess what? You know. How many more years are going to have to wait for professional football in Cleveland? We don't know.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree with you. I think the Browns are going to lose that game and lose big.
Miami at New England. Look for the Dolphins to get up off the mat there against the New England Patriots. If I keep seeing getting up off the mat there, I'm going to blow up. My head is just going to swell and expand and perspire. I hate it.
Oh, you're full of crap. The New England Patriots are going to beat the Miami. Oh, please, God, don't let the memory go now. I had a stroke a week ago, and the Miami. Oh, God, what's the name of them? The New England Patriots will beat the Miami. Oh, God, please, what's the name of them?
Joe Dickhead here. Oakland at Buffalo. Boy, does John Gruden got a big, big job on his hands. He doesn't know whether he's going to flip or fly. But I think the Oakland Raiders will go into Buffalo and beat Doug Flutie. That midget has only got 9 lives, folks, and he spent 8 of them. No midget beats a John Gruden football team. No midget can win the Super Bowl.
I totally agree. No midget has ever won the Super Bowl, and that ain't going to start. It ain't starting with Flutie, for crying out loud.
Joe Dickhead's big NFL pick. Join us again next week. We'll give you the big NFL rundown. Joe Dickhead with the NFL pick. We don't know squat.
Oh, that hurt, Joe. Oh, this is the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Get that thing away from my backside.
Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Daryl Weber with the Funky Chicken Cacophony and Liquor Jamboree. Minutes away here. Coming up on Saturday night, tomorrow night, my wife and I have been invited to a black tie affair at a civic arts plaza that we are contributors to. Now, when I say contributors too, I say that with as much modesty as I can muster. You know, it's these are people who fund an arts center in the town we live in, out, you know, west of Los Angeles, Thousand Oaks. And this was something that was very important to my wife. And I, you know, I thought, well, it's kind of your legacy, you know, give to the arts and all that stuff. And I don't know. I wasn't quite sure. It sounded good, and it seems like the right thing. It's a very nice thing, and they have a lot of nice things out there. It's a very nice building, nice folks that support it. So anyway, they're having a black tie a function tomorrow night, and they're going to be giving out awards, I think, to the muses. They give you a muse if you... You contribute enough money to anything, and I don't think I'm denigrating people when I say contribute enough money to anything, they'll give you an award. $5,000, they'll give you one this big. $10,000, they'll give you one that big. $100,000, they'll name a freaking building after your rear end, okay? It's just that's the way it is. Give them $200,000 or $6 million, man, they'll name a freeway after you. So we gave just enough money to, like, have a latrine or so. I think we get the glass door leading to the outhouse up. I don't know what my name is supposed to be on something over there. It ain't on it yet. A water fountain or something. So she says it's a black tie affair. We had the invitation. And then after the dinner, we're going to see Lord of the Dance, the cat that only dances with his feet and don't move his arms, that guy. Crozier's over here. Oh, man. How do you want to go see some guy only dancing with his feet, man? If I go see a guy dance, that dude better move his arms, too. Otherwise, I get half off. You got to get half off on that Lord of the Dance because the dude's only moving his feet. You know, just the feet are going and the arms are flat at the freaking side. Hey, man, move your arms. I want half off on the ticket, okay? Anyway, it'll be a lot of fun. So, yeah, it's going to be great. No, it'll be fun. I guess it will be. The problem that I got is it's a black tie, okay? And you're going to be over... Come on, let's go. Move the arms, all right?
No, this is Irish Step.
I said to move your arms.
No, I'm doing the whole...
Move your arms! Screw off. Are you Barry Fitzgerald up there, man? Come on, move the arms, man. You gotta do that Irish dance and stuff. God, come on, man. Move your arms. So I said to her, I don't have a tuxedo. I don't have a tuxedo. She said, well, you'll have to rent one. You'll have to rent a tux. You know, you rent a tux... They never get it right. I guess they shouldn't get it. They never get the tux right. You look like a jackball wearing... I had a Nehru tux I wore last year to this thing. Yeah, like a Nehru jacket? So Maria thought it was really cool, man. It buttons here, and then you can the whole... Then your gut hangs out the bottom of it. And when you got a gut the size of mine, oh, that's a real good choice. Nice choice there, Phil. We can see that big, fat gut of yours hanging over your belt. Hey, Budweiser. Hmm? Cool, clean, crisp taste, huh, baby? But what'll you have, Phil? A beer? Okay, Marie, you want a martini? Or you want a G&T? And Phil, another beer? Because you button it here, so it opens here. You ever seen these jackets? It opens from about the lower chest all the way down. It opens up, and it's supposed to look very flashy and stylish. And on a fat slob like me, the gut hangs out. That's what I was wearing last year. She says, well, you got to get a tux. Jesus, I forgot to get a tux. She says, you know what? Screw it. Wear your nice Bill Blass with the mock turtleneck, pair of slacks, dress shoes. You'll look like the bomb. I said, you got to be kidding me. I'm going to be walking into this joint. Everybody's going to be in a tie and a cummerbund. And I'm walking around like I'm out of an ad for a Corvette. I don't think so. And so I actually asked her, can I get thrown out? I did. I said, you know anything about this, Mike? I said... I'm worried that I'm not going to show up in a tux at this thing. I'm going to be, and not only am I, huh? Not if I'm being honest about it. You know, I'm not being honored. Somebody else is being honored. I'm going to be, oh, I may get pitched out. You might, I have to ask you to leave, sir. That turtleneck, oh, boy. Bug off, okay? Out the back door if you don't mind. I said to her, wait a second. This is a black tie. Yeah, what about it? I said, I'm not going to be wearing a turtleneck, and, you know, I'll be looking very nice. She said, wear the turtleneck. I said, at least I got to wear a tie. No. If you wear the tie, it's going to look like you can't afford the tux, but you're trying to get as close to a tux as you can. If you wear the turtleneck, it looks like you don't give a crap. Great. So what does that mean? She said, well, that'll look like you're making a statement. I'm making a statement. I'm walking into their black tie, and I'm wearing a turtleneck with this jacket. So I said, I'm going to get pitched out. She goes, I don't think so. I said, well, how do you know? I don't know. I'm going to walk in there, and I'm going to get thrown out. Could you please, where'd you get that? I think I saw that on sale over there at, that ain't Abercrombie & Fitch. Yeah, hi, Phil. How you doing? Hey, good to see you, Bob. Listen, I gotta, you know, would you mind changing into this in the John? Just go into the can and put on this cummerbund. Well, I said they don't have the outfit police over there, but you're gonna look like a real swine. And I said that if anybody asks me, I'm just gonna say, hi, my wife and I are very happy to be here, but I can't afford a tuxedo. And you know, now I know, guys. Do you own one? Any guy that owns a tux, you know what, man? You're eating too much rubber chicken. There's something wrong in your life if you own a tux. And if you own more than one, cummerbund, if you've got like those Hawaiian ones with a bow tie with the balloons on it, I think there's trouble. I think that you can get help. You can get county-assisted help. You've got to be putting me on. You own a tux. Who owns one of those that's under the age of 50? I know you got to have a tux when you're 50, 60 years old because you're going on all them cruises. And you got to go to that captain's dinner and everything else. There are always schmucks not wearing tuxes at these things. Well, I'm going to be schmuck number one. How many of these deals do you go to, man? You've been to a couple of them? Do you own a tux or do you go rent? You rent? Yeah, well, you can get the different kinds. I get the vests now and stuff. The one you wore at my wedding was pretty nice looking, but they changed style. Now, guys like Maria's old man, Big Al, he's got like five of these things because they're always going on cruises. Big Al and Viola, they go on cruise after cruise, and they always got to have the tux for the captain's dinner, you know? And I figure, well, okay, when you're retired, you do that. If you're like still walking around living and breathing, and I'm not saying that they're not, but if I've got a job and I don't own a tux. I don't go to that many things, and I'm not putting down people to do, I don't think. But I ain't got one, so I'll be walking into this thing with my thing, you know, with my stupid looking. Harvey, you there?
Yeah, listen, I was listening to you. You don't have to wear a goddamn tux because most of those people don't want to be wearing them anyway. And I agree with Crozier. You'll be making a statement.
Margaret Gray's on the line here from Santa Monica, and I know you've got a decidedly different point of view because you guys do a lot of these.
We do. Frank and I went to the fundraiser for the Santa Monica Auditorium. You don't want to embarrass yourself.
Really?
Oh, ball crap.
You don't want to embarrass yourself. You really need to go out. You can rent one tomorrow. They can have it done for you.
Don't go out and rent a goddamn. Don't rent the tuxedo, Phil.
I don't know if I have enough time.
I think you should make the time. I really do. Wear a tux.
Don't.
Wear a tux!
What in Christ?
Wear a tux, Phil. Don't embarrass yourself, your family, or the other people.
I think that...
Wear it! Wear it!
Okay.
Wear it!
All right. Phil Hendry Show.
Wear it!
Funky Chicken Cacophony, Lick and Jamboree. I want to just check this out. Phil, you talk about wearing a monkey suit?
Yeah.
I had a monkey suit on one night. My wife all dressed up. Don't make no never mind. She got a chicken wing hanging out of her mouth. God, that's got to stop.
Heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack.
Got to stop.
And hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack. And pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track. Jack, choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, jaboogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie, take me right back to the track.
Is this a white man? Jack. This a white man singing? Let me hear you start my show off with a white man. I had not given you the go-ahead to start this section off with a white man. God damn it. I mean, I don't mind if not that, but you playing all that Texas hillbilly, that Texas swing crap, that ain't what Funky Chicken Cacophony's all about.
You reach your destination, but alas and alack.
Uh-huh.
You need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack.
Oh, he black?
And read the situations from the front to the back.
All right.
The only job that's open needs a man with a knack.
That's good.
So put it right back in the rack.
Jack.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, chaboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack.
Yeah. I got my wife on the phone right now, honey. I told him about the time that you had, we went to that fundraiser. I had on a monkey suit. You had on that long, beautiful gown and everything. You remember that? And you had a chicken wing hat on. You got, yes, you did. Yes, you did. Don't, hey. Hello, hello, this line open. I had on a monkey suit. You had on that dress you borrowed from your sister, and you had a chicken wing in your mouth.
Gonna settle down by the railroad track.
Don't lie to me.
Live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack.
Rick Riley.
And watch the train a-rolling when it's falling a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety-clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chibuge. Woo-woo, woo-woo, chibuge. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chibuge. Take me right back to the track, Jack.
They had a Rick and Sud down there in Miami tonight. I don't think they're awake or here. I want to say hello. I love them very, very much. I love Rick and I love Sud like that. Jack. Daryl Weber here, and you listen to Phil Henry's show. I'm Daryl Weber. I do the Funky Chicken Cacophony. Look at Jamboree here each and every, well, I don't know whenever they let me do it. But I'll tell you that I got into a monkey suit one night. I come down town for a fundraiser for a pool hall. Wouldn't that know thing like Civic Art Plaza, all that mess. I had on a monkey suit. My wife had on a long gown and everything else. Man said, would you like an hors d'oeuvre? She take the tray out of the man's hand. She shovel it all down into her purse. I said, honey, that one damn hors d'oeuvre, you don't shovel it all down in a purse. It'd be a shame.
Help me. I can't do it all by myself.
Why do you do that to me?
You got to help me, baby. I can't do it all by myself. You know, if you don't help me, darling, I'll have to find myself somebody else. I may have to wash it, may have to sew, I may have to cook, I might mop the floor, but you help me, baby.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Oh.
You know, if you don't help me, darling, I'll find myself somebody else.
You do is try to help me, all right? Don't embarrass me in public, everything like that, and all that mess. I go out in a tuxedo, you got a nice dress. Don't be showing all that hors d'oeuvre in your mouth or anything like that. Anything like that. It embarrasses the hell out of me. Why do you do that? Chicken Cacophony. It's Daryl Weber here. This is the Phil Henry Show. Are you folks not aware of Phil? On Friday night or whatever, you're going to let me come on in and we play music that we love. We all believe in love here. I believe in everybody loving each other, and I believe that, you know, you're always faithful to the one you live with. And my wife and I have been going on 25 years married now. And I want to... I'll tell you what right now, if you don't mind, I have to talk to you. Is it Roy?
Yeah, how you doing, Dale?
I'm real good, Roy. I got to ask you, you working drive-thru at Popeye tonight?
I'm working a drive-thru tonight, and of course, later on, I'm going to come over to your house.
Right. my wife comes through tonight, you know, you're not allowed to serve her. You know that?
Yeah, I got the word on that, okay?
All right, I will not allow that in my home. I will not allow your chicken in my home.
I got that, man. Hello? He didn't have the phone.
Every day, baby, when the sun go down, I get with my friends and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, man, you know I ain't high.
But you're so high.
Just take a little bit every now and then.
But you're so high.
Man, you gotta be ashamed of yourself.
Stay drunk all the time.
That's how I deal with it. That's why I like to deal with it.
Come home last night, all lures. Baby getting a fuss. I say, honey, hush. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
I ain't drunk. I done told y'all I ain't drunk, man. Why y'all doing
this? But you're so high.
Yeah, I just had it fun, man.
But you're so high.
What? Oh, no, I'm not.
Stay drunk all the time.
Man, y'all talk about me like this. Now let's have a little drink, just me and you. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Me, I ain't high, man.
But you're so high.
Y'all talk about me like this.
But you're so high.
You gotta mind your own business.
Stay drunk all the time.
You gotta watch yourself too. You don't understand what I'm saying. I wanna tip you, baby. Before I go, I'll be back tomorrow night and drink some more. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, no, you the one drunk. Look at your eyes, man.
But you're so high.
Don't you tell my lady now. Well, I ain't here,
but you're so high.
4, 5, 6,
stay
seven,
drunk.
Albert Collins, I love him very, very much. He's a good friend of mine, and that's called I Ain't Drunk. And this is the Phil Henry Show. I'm Darryl Weber, and I do the, you know, Funky Chicken Cacophony, look at Jamboree here on the on Friday night. And let me, I'm going to get a shout-out now. Salt Lake City are checking in here tonight. Are you there?
Hey, how you doing, Darryl? How are you?
I'm real good. What can I do for you?
I want to hear Booker T. And,
You in Salt Lake City, right?
Yeah, I am.
All right. I want you to know Phil Henry going to be on the air with Brian James on Monday afternoon on the Brian James Show.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Wow, that's great. So anyway, how about playing a Booker T and, you know, just shut up and...
What do you mean shut up? I'm not...
That's great about Phil Henry, you know. I don't give a good goddamn, you know. I just want to hear, this is it. Come on, this is it.
I hate you.
Just shut up and play the music, man. like this, man. This is good. Not all that talking crap.
I'm just trying to promote Phil Henry being on Brut.
I got it, man. Yeah, this is all right. This is all right.
I just trying to say.
Just shut up, man, all right?
But I want to take.
Shut up, man. Yeah, this is good.
But, I mean, Phil Henry going to be.
Oh, come on, man.
My wife been through that drive-thru yet?
Yeah, she tried to come through a minute ago. I called the police.
That's the thing you do. If my wife come through that drive-thru, you call the cops, all right? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
here on a Phil Henry show. That's Booker T and AMG. That's called Melinda Jones. I mean, time is tight. There we're here. Funky Chicken, Cacophony, Liquor Jamboree. And y'all in Salt Lake City, Phil Henry will call up on Ryan James' show on Monday. And he's going to be on Ryan James in Salt Lake City on KNRS. That's K-News there. So y'all check that out. And all that mess. And now this. Sweetheart. Honey. Yeah, Darrell Weber here on a Phil Henry show. I want y'all to know it's still a Phil Henry show. My name is Darrell Weber. I stopped by my way home from work to play blues. Phil telling me to come in here and play blues. That's what I play blues music. He's in a can right now. He's seen a rating, and he about the last half hour in a can. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Darrell. I wanted all your listeners to know that tomorrow is Boss's Day.
Boss's Day.
Yeah. Call your boss up and tell him he's an asshole. I got it, Eddie. I got on the air with it. I got on the air with it. Ow!
You ever do that, you asshole?
You over there. How did you hit me when I'm at my house?
I got my ways.
Gosh darn it.
She caught me in the woods and whipped that thing on me. She caught him in the woods and she whipped him with love. What the hell is this all about? He caught him in the woods and whipped him with his own thing.
She sleeps in the kitchen with her feet out in the hall. She sleeps in the kitchen with her feet out in the hall. We'll be right back.
Funky Chicken Cacophony here on a Phil Henry Show. I don't know what that brother was singing about. I'm Darryl Weber. I'm all confused.
Yeah, I fall in love with things called girls. That's all right. We ain't going to
fight. What's he singing about?
I fell in love with something it seems. I fell in love with a can of poking bean, poking bean.
There's two brothers in a row. I don't know what they're singing about.
I love my poking bean. You can go fly kites. You ain't got my appetite.
I told you not to play this. My wife's going
to
hear this.
Party other night. They fed turkey and the chicken was right. The pie was good and the cake. Still, they made just one mistake. Poking bean. They didn't have any poking bean. Could have had lamb, pork chop, and ham. I'll take poking bean. Well, poking, poking. Fishing. I had one bait. I got a bite down by the way. The fish looked up at me and said, listen, please. Buddy, you got me mixed up with a can of poking bean. Poking bean.
My,
yes, I love my poking bean.
It's so heavy show on the air.
You can have potatoes, red, ripe tomatoes. All I want is a can of poking bean, poking bean. Yes, I love my poking bean. You can have all the gold I've been sold on my poking bean. Well, poking bean, poking bean. It's so good. I love my bean. Boy, get away now. Give me my beans. Beans. I love my beans. Crazy about my beans.
All right, I'm going to go now. Darryl Weber, that pork and beans, I'm pissed off because my wife heard that. Now she thinks she got to run to the pantry. Good night.